forget. I'm not sure I could.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening, and I'll be with you for a few minutes here. I want to finish up with this, folks, and explain to Bill specifically why it is that this is never going to happen. Because the stipulations that V.K. Durham is putting out to make her whole, this is what she wants the international banksters to do. It involves public assertions in plain language concerning the notorious swindles of the Eckers and their counterfeits. Now, I know that's a fact because I've been sucked into this, all right? And that's a plausible demand. The second one, the truth of who helped float and use these counterfeits must be made public in simple language. The third one, the belligerents now active in the global civil war must immediately go to standby and give peace feelers coming out of Europe and the United States a chance to be considered. Fourth, the phantoms of Al-Qaeda and their true supporters must stand down. There can be no further attacks against targets any place in the world, and certainly not on U.S. domestic targets. Any violation of that latter provision will put the kibosh on the whole deal. Fifth, the whole superstructure of tyrannical police state oppression and misrule must be dismantled within the United States and its territories and possessions, and a full audit and reconciliation of the books of the Federal Reserve System must be conducted post-haste and in public. The Fourth Reich administrative mechanisms, fancifully titled Homeland Security, TSA or ICE, etc., have to be dismantled by a date certain, or these sycophants and money changers will be left to twist slowly in the wind. And sixth, it is entirely possible that as soon as the nascent machinery of the Fourth Reich is scrapped and many of our U.S. laws reset to 1912 edition, that truth and reconciliation tribunals can be convened to deal with the 12.5 million illegal immigrants, try 40 million, who are now resident in the United States. This bill will never happen. Yes, it's nice in thought, but it will never happen, because what she's asking the money changers to do, what she's asking the international banking cartel to do, what she's asking the military industrial complex to do is step up to the plate, pull down the curtain and say, oh yes, it's all an agenda. We lied. Okay, we've been manipulating you, raping you out of your tax dollars, bombing you, setting a police state up around you, and killing innocent women and children all over the world to further our agenda of a global state or a new world order, if you will. Do you honestly think, Bill, that that will ever happen? I don't think so. So, again, I have to put this, in my mind, that's great in theory, but it's never going to happen. And I'm going to have to put this in the same file that I put Leo Wanta, because yes, I'm sure that this lady exists. She obviously knows what's going on with the Eckers and their counterfeit bonds, which I've seen personally, have copies of them. Anybody wants to send me an email, I'll show you what I'm talking about. But it's never going to happen, Bill. It's never going to happen because these people don't think like we do. They don't have the same agenda we do. And I'm pretty convinced that they're psychopaths and they don't have a soul, a heart, or a conscience. Okay? So if you would, Bill, please, please, do not continue to send this stuff to John or me or anybody else to report on it, because the radio time is too valuable and there's too much information that needs to get out there that is validated. And so with that, I'll rest my case. And for those of you who, this went over their head and you didn't know what I'm talking about, excuse me, I'm very sorry for that. This is something that I needed to address. And I think we're going to go to a break real quick, but I'm going to back out after the break here, and Tim Wingate is going to take over. Tim, are you with me? Tim Wingate, are you with me? Oh, he's not with us yet. Okay, well, okay. Tim Wingate will be up to take the reins, folks, and steer the show until John Stadtmiller comes on. So at any rate, I'm very sorry again that I'm not feeling up to par, but my voice is wearing out, and I'm going to have to go take some pills and go to bed. So have a good rest of the day, and hopefully I'll be with you tomorrow if I'm feeling better. If not, I won't be back until I shake whatever this thing is. Have a good rest of the day, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael as he's trying to get his health back up here. He's got, you know, you ever get one of those weird little tickles in your throat? You know, you and then all of a sudden something kind of that triggers something else, and you know, I don't know what it is. You know, as you get older, sometimes it gets a little bit more difficult to walk and chew gum. You ever notice sometimes you get older, it's like you forget how to swallow the right way? I had that happen to me the other day. My God, I had no idea. I think it was just a little crumb from a stupid cracker that I was, putting some cheese spread on or something, you know. And just one little crumb got stuck someplace in the back of my throat. I probably hacked for a good 15 minutes trying to get that thing loose. Unbelievable. It can really throw you. Of course, Michael's not feeling well, so I'm sitting in for him for the rest of the hour. And I'll be completely honest with you folks. I just actually tuned in the last 15 minutes because, hey, I got other stuff I got going on too. And as much as I try to listen to RBN, and I usually have it on my computer or one of the computers, if not both, You know, of course, when you're doing it through the stream, you might have one room that's about, you know, 30 seconds ahead of the other room, so you get an interesting echo effect. But usually I have RBN on and I'm listening, but today I had some other things going on and phone calls and business, and I looked up and I go, oh my God, you know, it's almost the first hour's almost gone. And I tuned in and here's Mike struggling, and I got a hold of him, and he says, oh, you're there, you know, you want to sit in, because I'm going to run a repeat if not. And I said, sure, I got time. I got finished. So I ran outside. Literally, I ran outside, and I did the quickest snow shoveling job you will have ever seen. Now I'm all nice and pumped up. The adrenaline's running and got a little nice little little bead of sweat going, you know. I'm glowing, so to speak. And feeling up and ready to go here. So, I know he was talking about Ron Paul there towards the end. And I asked the question, and I didn't get a response from him because I know he's trying to take care of himself. But have you heard, or did anybody notice the disparity in the questions and the amount of questions at that Reagan Library debate? Isn't that ridiculous? You know, what did he get? Like maybe 8 minutes at the very most? He got, Romney was given 17 questions. McCain got 15 questions. I don't even think he had hardly anything. Of course, then one of the better, one of the better clips is when Ron castigates them, you know, on their being warmongers, basically. But it was ridiculous. We know the fix is in. And you know, I was talking with a business associate earlier this afternoon, and we were talking about, you know, what's going on and the vote fraud, the vote shenanigans, and all the different kinds of stuff that's going on. And why bother? Question comes down to why bother? Why vote? I think the reason, even if, like me, you have suspicions that the system is rigged, and even if you vote, they're going to skew the results. The issue is to stand up and be counted and say, hey, I'm not taking this. I'm going to do at least what I can do, and then we'll see what happens afterwards and let the chips fall where they may. Because as Michael was saying, Ron Paul is the only candidate of conscience at this point in time that's running that actually has a shot. Now, I know some of you third-party candidates out there, you're good moral people. You believe sincerely in what you believe. You may even be right on an absolutist standard. I'm not saying that you don't count, but I am saying you don't count. And I'll tell you why. That electoral college setup is what skews and stops every third-party candidate of actually making a significant run. The only one in recent history that actually came close to changing and upsetting the situation was with Ross Perot when he ran the first time. He did. But if you notice, the second time that he ran, most of his issues and arguments had been co-opted by the two monopoly parties. And those two monopoly parties basically co-opted his message so that he wasn't even significant, really. Wasn't even in the debates, hardly. So you see, there is, from the get-go, a huge, huge obstacle to climb. Now, does that mean you don't do anything? Hell no! Take a look at Gandhi in India. Take a look at the Irish Republic, the partisan government, or provisional partisan government, whatever you want to call it, in Ireland. Look at all the freedom movements throughout history, the ones that failed, as well as the ones that succeeded. What did they have? They had people who were willing to stand up, put their money where their mouth was, and keep plugging forward. So that you, in your situation as you are right now, now I'm not telling you you have to go vote. That's for you to decide what you want to do in your own conscience. But if you are a Republican, or if you're in a state that you don't have to be a registered Republican to vote Republican, if you're in any one of those states that allows an open primary, get your butt out there and vote for Ron Paul, if there's any chance. Now, let's be strategic about this. Who's he going to be running against? Does it really make a difference? The American public, at this point in time, the temperature says they're sick of the Republicans. Because the Republicans tend to be a one-trick pony if you exclude Ron Paul. You know what that trick is? Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger. Terrorists everywhere. Terrorists here, terrorists there. They're coming to get us. And the biggest problem and the scariest anal orifice on the horizon when it comes to that is McCain. Now, I'm going to say it right here, right now, and I honestly believe, I don't trust him. I think he's possibly a Manchurian candidate. Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? But when you take a look at McCain from the very beginning of his political career to where he is now, he's an entirely different person, and he's morphed over the period of time to this warmongering guy where he told the people, I'm trying to remember which speech it was, I think it was in Florida, there are going to continue to be wars, and we're not going to give up, we're going to continue to fight, and we're going to win. But he told them there's going to be more wars. Wars? Wars against what? We have the war against poverty, we've got the war against drugs, we've got the war against terrorism, we've got the war against fat, we've got the war against smoking. Come on! Let's be honest. It's always some kind of scare tactic. That and the Democrats fall into this too. And I'll tell you why. Republicans and Democrats fall into this. It's because they're all a bunch of authoritarians. Yeah. That's really what it is. They're a bunch of authoritarians. They're your neighbors. They're that bossy, bully, know-it-all jerk that comes to the block parties and wants to hold court and everybody pay attention to him, and his opinion is the only thing that matters. Or it's a pushy broad who always wants the women to do things her way, and she comes into a meeting and it's got to be her thing her way. These are the people that end up getting into politics, but you know what's even worse about it is that they end up being sneaky and they try and trick you into believing that you're the one who's voting for them. You chose them. And you know, the fact of the matter is that is the way our system is set up. Our system is set up in such a way that when you vote and participate in this political process, in this legal process, you're giving your power of attorney, you are giving part of your right to self-determination over to a majority opinion as expressed by the electorate. I'm sorry. That doesn't sit well with me. And I don't like that. And I don't want to participate in that. And I don't think I should have to leave where I was born to not participate in it either. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is that, well, The problem is that the structure of our federal government needs to be reorganized peaceably. The only chance for any shot of that would be Ron Paul. Hey, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take your calls. 1-800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog on The American Awakening. Your calls are welcome. Area code 800. That means it's a freebie. Our dime, your time. Something like that. 800-313-9443. Let's go to the calls. I understand we have Don from Oregon on. Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
I have a question for you, Tim. Notwithstanding how's the fishing in the lake back your way, but have you ever listened to Josh Reeves and the Global Reality program there on RBN?
No, I haven't had a chance to. No, I haven't.
Oh, shoot. I'm trying to track something down, and I thought you might have been privy to some of the things that he's pulled up and studied. He had made a comment on this last weekend's program concerning the Council for National Policy. You know who they are?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Have you ever heard of Project Bluebeam, B-E-E-M?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, they got a lot of projects out there.
Well, anyway, this is, as I've come to understand it so far, and I stand corrected if I'm wrong, of course, This is somewhat of a covert operation that's got a whole bunch of really top guns and some big names in there, the least of which to mention is Cheney and Bush, but also Dr. Jerome Corsi. And I've went on the web. Pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm familiar with Corsi.
Okay, I went onto the web under their website and I tried to look up the names and I couldn't find Dr. Corsi's name on there. Mm-hmm. I did find Dr. Paul Roberts and Stanley Monteith and Ron Parsley and the Arlington Group and all of them, but you know I didn't see Jerome Corsi. And purportedly, according to Josh, these people are attempting to establish this this religious thing that's going on here in the United States for a political bent. To reestablish to abrogate the Constitution as a constitutional government and make it more of a religious government. Yeah.
Not already. Come on. You know, the Constitution is a secular religion.
Yeah.
It's a faith. This whole thing is faith-based belief. Seriously, I mean, you know, what's the difference?
Well, my point is I'm trying to understand, you know, who's who and who's what, so I can see. I'm down a rabbit hole right now, and I don't have a headlight on, and
so you know, Don, who's doing what to whom, and when and how. How's that going to change anything?
Oh well, the way it's going to change. Listen, truthfully, honestly, I'm on your side, okay? The way it's going to change is the way, at least as I see it right now, the only way it's going to change is the way that you've expounded in the past. Okay?
Well, let's be straightforward and honest.
All right. Well,
I'm not afraid. The fact of the matter is that historically, if you don't have peaceful change, you have some form of violent change. And we don't want violent change. But unless people get up off their duffs and start putting the spotlight of transparency and truth on what's going on in our government, and we start dialoguing with each other about the truth of what's going on, things aren't going to change. The elites have no reason to change. There is no leverage on them to force them to change or to slow down what they're doing. Until they think they might actually personally have to suffer for it.
Jim, I agree with you.
Okay.
But my point here, my only point, it's not okay. In contention. My only point is in observation. What ratio and proportion of us, the few of us that have the ability to recognize this, to be able to create that spark or that progenesis of an effort to enlighten the others who apparently are walking around as dumbed-down zombies, who refuse to accept this because they've got things like the Super Bowl and all that to keep them interested in it? What proportion of this is it? What greater?
We don't need a large proportion, but I'll give you this, Don. I don't know what the tipping point is. All I know is that we can try and move young people toward that tipping point. Let's be honest. You and I are a couple old farts. And we there's only so much we can do. I mean, I was proud of myself to be able to go out and shovel a bunch of snow here real quick.
Well, I got more for you here.
All right. Well, hey. More snow?
I got 38 cubic yards.
No, thanks. I'm getting enough of a snow job from the government and the media,
yeah,
Don.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm searching. I'm looking to find out.
Well, here, I'll tell you what I think needs to be done. And I've expressed it before. In a couple articles I wrote and are posted on StrikeTheRoot.com and the Tim Wingate archives, it's what I've learned from Dandelions. And the fact of the matter is our hope is in the younger generation, the 20-somethings that are there that are recognizing that the so-called American future and American dream that they were promised is rapidly evaporating before their eyes. And rather than have the New World Order and their carrot stick and their prod get a hold of these kids, get them now and get them to realize that the only change that has ever occurred in a governmental system is when those elites, those who were in control, had the possibility of suffering personally for their actions. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Get rid of all the fluff. That's what it comes down to. Leverage and power and the use of it. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate sitting in here for Michael Herzog, who had to leave quickly because he was feeling something coming on and had a tickle in his throat. So rather than pursue that, we will continue. Anyway, I was talking with Don. Don, are you still there or is he gone? Okay, thanks. All right. just a couple little notes and we'll get to Tommy, who's holding on here from Texas. So hang on, Tom. We'll be right with you in a second. A little bit of a note here. I noticed Michael sent me a little note here that apparently this was just posted 12 after the hour of 3 in Concord, New Hampshire. Stephen McAuliffe, if you remember him, it was his wife Christy McAuliffe who was on that shuttle disaster, the first one, you know, that blew up and the whole bit. She was the teacher. He went on to become a federal judge. He's the judge in the Ed and Elaine Brown case, the guy who many times there's been some demonstration of prejudice. Anyway, U.S. District Judge Stephen McAuliffe on Friday denied a motion filed by Ed Brown to set aside his sentence, saying the appeals court dismissed his case in October because of his inexplicable failure to prosecute the appeal, thus rendering the judgment of conviction and sentence final. In a letter to the court, Brown requested that the government pay for the trial transcripts as he is poor and anticipates upcoming litigation. McAuliffe said Brown has no need of the transcripts given that his conviction and sentence are final. So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Ed and Elaine Brown, we don't want to forget about them. You can go to my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. There's information there as well as on republicbroadcasting.org on how to contribute to their commissary accounts and to try and stay in contact with Ed and Elaine. I know that they will definitely appreciate the information. Let's go to Tommy in Texas. Hey, Tommy.
Hey,
what's up?
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well.
I'm not. I'm mad.
I'm sorry.
I got a call from my supervisor this morning. I work for a large company, and he wanted to know about a little pamphlet I gave to a fellow employee called Our Roman Catholics Christians. And he apparently this guy had a fit when he read it. He went to the corporate office, and the corporate office had a fit. My other supervisor had a fit when they read it, and they canned me.
They
did. And now that I'm on the air or talking to you, I would like you to go to chick.com and do a whole program tomorrow on this story of a Roman Catholic priest named Alberto Rivera.
Nope, won't do it. Tommy.
Can you look it up?
I know. I'm very familiar with Jack Chick and Jack Chick's materials.
What do you think about Alberto?
Well, I don't know if the story is completely true. There are, you know, there's several people who say that it's not true, that he made this stuff up. I don't know. To be honest with you, I honestly don't know. I mean, I've been in and around Jack Chick, Protestant evangelical Pentecostalism is what I was raised
that's
in.
That's terrible. Pentecostalism is not Christian. That was
Here we go. Definitions of Christians. My friend, I'm sorry.
Okay, never mind. Let me just say this. If you want to, listen. Do you know where you're going to spend eternity when you die? The man died on a cross. He took a body. Jesus Christ became a man, died on the cross for your sins. He says, believe in that, you have eternal life. The Catholic Church doesn't teach that. Pentecostalism does not teach that.
Look, this isn't a religious radio broadcast.
I thought it was. I'm new to it.
I'm sorry, at least not this show.
Okay. Why did I get fired, though? I mean,
Fired because you crossed the new lines of the EEOC about propagating or proselytizing your faith on company property.
That's why you
broke the rules of infringing on somebody else's peace and contentment and believing in their own way.
He wanted it, and he was criticizing me. I said, well, just read this. I didn't force him to read it.
Well, now the story comes out. So in other words, the guy asked for why you believed what you were saying, and you gave him some material, and then he took that and turned around and passed it on to upstairs, huh?
Well, yeah, but apparently the guy's offended because I told him he was going to hell. And, I mean, I didn't say it. The Bible says it. Read it yourself. You know, I'm not, I don't want people to go to hell. That's why I gave him that thing. And I know.
Well, me neither. I don't want people to go to hell. I would like everybody to live in paradise.
So what did I do so horrible? You know, that's the thing.
You broke the corporate rules of your employment area. Now, the only choice you have is to go for an appeal, go to the EEOC, see what you can come up with as far as a wrongful termination.
Okay.
You might be able to even twist it back on them that it's religious persecution against you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing. But
yeah.
Now that you mentioned, I wasn't even going to talk about Pentecostalism, but I was in a library in Amarillo, Texas in 1981, and I wanted to study on the origins of the Pentecostal movement.
Well, listen, I don't want to get into that.
Well, let me just
I'll be
tell
honest
you.
No, Tommy, no, listen. We can argue for hours and hours and hours and hours on end. We can argue for generations as to whose interpretation of the scriptures is correct. I'll tell you what, I'll enter into this argument with you, this discussion, if you can show me an uninterrupted chain of custody for the original autographas that make up the New Testament. If you can show me that, then I'll get into a religious argument with you on faith.
Okay, are you? Am I there?
Yeah, you're still, here.
Well, I wasn't even going to talk to you about the Bible. I was going to talk to you about a police fact that's on record in Topeka, Kansas. The man that founded that movement, his name was Charles Fox Parham, was a convicted pedophile.
Well, now see, you're going into the whole thing. You're lumping a whole bunch of people together in a thing called what you're calling Pentecostalism. You're lumping a whole bunch of people together based on that research. And I'm not going to let you do it.
No.
Sorry, Tommy. Yeah, we're not going to go there. You show me a chain of custody for the original autographers of the New Testament documents, and we'll get into a discussion on Christianity and religion.
I have the Bible.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Thanks for the call. Let's move on. All right. Well, do we got anybody else on the line? Anybody else want to jump in on this? You know, folks, look, I don't mean to be heartless and cruel and cold about this. We all have our faith-based belief systems. We all do. Whether you believe in a secular government, in a secular let's say religious legal system. we can make the argument. George Gordon does a really, really good job of that. But you can look at our religious and our political system and see a direct correlation to the ecclesiastical courts that were set up in Europe that supposedly our founding fathers, the pilgrims, and everybody wanted to get away from. Faith-based belief systems is what life is all about. You know, people will often say an atheist is someone who does not believe in God. No, it's not a negative. It's not that you don't believe in something. It's that you believe in something else to be true. An atheist does not believe in God. An atheist believes that there is no God. And that's a big difference. Let's go to George in Florida. Hey, George, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm well.
You know, the thing is about this bro fraud thing, and people go, well, I don't get involved in that. Well, I'll just tell you, and they BMC about they got to go through these highway, these roadside checkpoints and all that stuff. I'm like, who benefits when elections are stolen? It's these corrupt politicians.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah,
who benefits when elections are stolen, and who benefits when people just sit on their butts and they won't do anything but ululate and complain and bleat and moan about how bad the situation is without considering the possibility of recruiting young people to get them to go out there and be willing to march in the streets and make a major change. Folks, we are facing a police state nightmare, a totalitarian nightmare. And unless we get up off our duffs and do something more than run around yelling that the sky is falling, it will fall around us, and we'll sit around in the camps together complaining and doing the very same thing that Solzhenitsyn talked about, wondering why the hell didn't we rise up and resist sooner when we had the chance. Now, I'm not advocating a violent overthrow at all. I believe in a peaceful, lawful overthrow. The declaration, and this is one of the best things, George. Did you bother to watch Super Bowl, George?
I watched the fourth quarter. That's about it.
Oh, you didn't watch the beginning. I'll tell you what. The very beginning was the best part. And I'll tell you why. They had this reading, this rendition of the Declaration of Independence. And they had all these different guys doing a different line in the thing. And it was marvelous. It was absolutely marvelous. And the reason it's marvelous, well, first of all, before I go on with that, George, was there anything else you wanted to throw out? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, keep talking. I'll keep talking. Haven't heard this. I got
all right,
my
well,
DVR.
Here's the thing. They were reading the Declaration of Independence. Listen, folks, this country was founded on five premises. That's it, five
premises, five foundations. Because that's the whole thing that the argument or the syllogism of the Declaration of Independence is founded on. It's five premises. And you know what the writer, Jefferson, and then consequently the Continental Congress at the time, we'll say it was the whole Continental Congress. We know Jefferson was the main penman behind the whole thing, but it was a cooperative effort by all 13 of those representative colonies. Those representative colonies said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What were those truths? Five truths. Number one, the first truth, all people are created equal by nature's God. There was no commentary given about the nature of or who nature's God was believed to be. But you can infer that the implication was a general Christianized worldview. Truth number two, all created equal people are endowed with certain unalienable rights. Truth number three, by the consent of the equal people with endowed certain unalienable rights, governments are formed to secure those endowed certain unalienable rights of the equal people. Number four, when any form of government becomes destructive of those endowed certain unalienable rights of the equal people, it is the right and duty of the equal people with endowed certain unalienable rights to replace that government with one that will secure those endowed certain unalienable rights of the equal people. And number five, changes of government should not be for casual and changing reasons. Therefore, the equal people with endowed certain unalienable rights must declare the causes that make them change governments. Now, make no mistake about this. And
I think you forgot one more premise.
No.
All just powers derived from the consent of the governed.
Oh, we added that. That was truth number three.
Oh, well.
By the consent of the equal people. Now, I'm not reading it directly. This is taking the five premises from the Declaration of Independence and breaking them down to what were those five premises that are stated in the actual reading. And this is what was so cool about the beginning of Super Bowl, is that they actually read through these things, including that clause about that it is the right of the people to alter or abolish and institute no or new government.
Sounds subliminal.
Yeah. But yeah. You know, here's the thing, George. This isn't a light or laughing matter. We are approaching, as a people in this country, we're approaching a fork in the road together. There are those among us who actually believe government is the source of rights and liberty. And they are today as the modern-day Tories, the royalists. They're the believers in the divine right of kings or government. Their king today, their god today, is government.
Well, you know, the thing is, where I live in Florida, I searched the law through and through. And for people in Florida, you may want to do this. Do you know you do not have to be a lawyer or be the member of the bar to go run on the seat of a judge, to become a judge?
No, you don't. But I'll tell you what, unless you're in, since most of them do control the boys' club, so to speak, if you're not one of their club members, they won't consider you. Look how they have even twisted the right to counsel that's supposed to be guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, restricting the government. You have a right to counsel, and they've twisted and turned that into that you have to have a bar attorney. Where's your lawyer, sir? I don't have a lawyer, Judge. This is my friend. He's my counsel. He's my legal counsel.
Well, you have a bar card?
No.
Well, you can't sit up here with him. You can't help him at all.
But you know the thing is, I talked to a few attorneys that would love to vigorously defend their clients, and their judge always holds up their bar card. I'll have it yanked from you.
That's right. That's right. And there's just a few attorneys throughout the nation who on occasion have told the judge, I don't care, go ahead. We'll make a bigger deal out of that than you yanking my card in this case. So go ahead. Let's expose the fraud. There's just a few, a handful of attorneys who have been willing to do that across this nation.
I mean, like Greg Pound, he's running for sheriff.
Yeah.
In Pinellas County. And the thing is, I tell, and you know, people I call, so I told him Pinellas County about Greg. He's like, yeah, it'd be nice if we get a sheriff in there that hasn't been a brainwashed cop this whole
Yeah, but they'll say he doesn't have any experience. He has no law enforcement experience. He doesn't have the approval of all the judges and the other police chiefs across the state and blah, 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 blah.
Well, and you know, the thing is, like I say, and all these sheriffs that are sitting around that are elected all have this approval of the Sheriff's Association. These are the same ones that will SWAT team your house in the middle of the night to come grab your kids.
Yep,
or,
that's right.
Or do a warrantless checkpoint.
You know what? That kind of stuff, and I'll say it again, that kind of stuff will only stop when vigilante heroes arise and take it upon themselves to execute justice for the sake of the rest of the people. That's the truth, and that's history. And that's what's changed things in the past. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the final segment. Stick with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Okay, welcome back, America. Last segment here on the American Awakening, and remember to go to Michael's website, AmericanAwakening.com, I think that is, or is it .org? I don't have it in front of me, so I don't remember. What a buffoon. Oh, well, we will find out what it is here very shortly. In the meantime, I wanted to also mention to you to check out my blogspot. Seizeliberty.com is my website, and freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com is my blog that I try to, you know, keep up with on a regular basis, throw in some ideas, and I have articles there I've already written and ideas so that you understand where I am coming from as far as that goes. And I was just looking this up to give it so I could tell you directly. I'm sorry, Michael, I didn't remember. It is theamericanawakening.org. www.theamericanawakening.org. And Michael has got articles, he's got links, he's got all kinds of great stuff on there. So make sure you go and check out Michael's website. That's how he kind of, you know, keeps you up to date as to what's going on with him as well, as far as this goes. Now, back to the five premises and the point I was trying to bring out here is that this country was founded by a bunch of ruffians, aristocrats, people outside the box, terroristic insurgents, revolutionaries. Anytime you go to try and change government that has been entrenched, it can get messy. It doesn't have to. Usually, it is that government, that entrenched government, that uses force, violent force, first against people. We have the option of using all kinds of methods of persuasion and information to try and get changes to occur. One of the things governments like to do is they like to rein in your freedoms so that you can't speak out, you can't publish, you cannot gather together to discuss the issues and complain amongst each other and maybe even foment, oh, a Boston Tea Party. A Boston Tea Party that we celebrate and we look back in admiration on. And what was it? A bunch of guys dressed up poorly as Indians went on to a private, commercially owned ship that was also in link with the English government at the time, and they dumped the potentially taxable items out into the harbor. They committed an act of, well, you could call it insurgent terrorism, you could call it sabotage, you could call it whatever you want to. They did what they did, and we celebrate it looking back now. Just like at the beginning of the Super Bowl, they had the audacity to read the beginning of the Declaration of Independence and even include that clause that says when a government is no longer securing the liberties and the rights of its people, the people have a right to alter or abolish that government? Whoa. Maybe the National Football League should be put on trial for instigating insurgency, according to this, some of these new think, anti-think bills that they want to pass, like H.R. 1955. Folks, it's time to stand up and be counted, and tomorrow is one of those days. Hope to see you at the polls. This is Tim Wingate signing out for Michael Herzog. I'll be back, and I'll be on Saturday, noon to 2, on Seize Liberty here on RBN. Talk to you again. Carpe Libertas. Seize Liberty. Have a great, great day.